Today's story comes from the book of Hebrews. It was written to encourage early Christians who lived in Jerusalem at the time to persevere in the face of all the troubles they were going through. It was also a reminder to all those who had gone before them who may have felt like they were running a race. People like Noah, who I would say was in the thick of it.
Ooh, that's right. God told me to build a boat. I don't mean a rowboat either. I mean a boat! Some would call it an ark. I just call it huge! But after I started building the boat, everyone was saying I was a few fries short of a Happy Meal, if you know what I mean. Even though times were tough, there were times when I may have thought the whole thing was a little crazy, I stayed on the path God gave me. And before you know it, me and my family were on a year-long boat ride.
And this guy, Joseph, who I'm sure had times where he was positive things couldn't get any worse.
Did I hear you say things couldn't get any worse? Are you kidding? Don't talk to me about tough times. Oh, text me the next time your brothers throw you down a well, sell you into slavery, steal your colorful coat, pretend you're dead, and then get accused of something you didn't do and get chucked into prison. Whew. But even with all those things happening to me, I didn't give up. I knew God had a plan, even though I may not have been able to see it at the time.
And of course, we can't forget about Moses, who literally changed the direction of an entire nation by not giving up.
Let my people go!
He gets excited sometimes. Moses helped free the Israelites from slavery in Egypt. He led them to the Promised Land after wandering in the desert for 40 years. And even though he may have had a stutter, he was the spokesman of God. Which goes to show, your possibilities are endless when you don't give up. Thanks. A little later in the book of Hebrews, it tells us that those people, Noah, Joseph, Moses, plus Abraham, Sarah, Gideon, Rahab, and many, many, many more, are a cloud of witnesses that are always around to show us that we can throw off everything that stands in our way. We can throw off any sin that holds on to us, and we should keep running the race God has marked out for us. Back to you guys.
All right. That obviously is not normal in here. I get it. Today is family service, so we have elementary students in here with us today, and we just thought it'd be good to worship together. So if there's any elementary kids in here, I want you to go, woohoo! Not too bad. All right. This video that we showed is our story from last week, actually, in Kids Church. But I wanted to bring all the adults up to speed with what we're talking about today, because we're talking about the race that we're all running. If you don't know who I am, I'm Pastor Brendan. I'm the Family Life Pastor, and I work with the kids over in the brand new wing that we're going to have open house for on Father's Day, by the way. They keep me behind the locked door. You're going to find out why by the end of this. They said it was for security originally. Now I'm thinking there might be an ulterior motive I didn't know about. But it's an awesome place, so hopefully on Father's Day you'll be here to go through it. It's really cool. The kids are enjoying it. I think the adults are enjoying it even more. So there's bathrooms in every classroom. It's an awesome thing. It may not mean anything to you, but it means everything to us. So anyway, again, we're talking about running the race today. And this message, really, it's pretty basic, but it's so important, and it's something that we deal with all of the time, every day in our life. And so today we are going to treat it as a basic thing, but hopefully through how we talk about it, it will impact you a little differently and help us to remember that we're all running a race. So I got a question for you. How many of you have ever seen something just a little blurry? I'm not talking about a 3D movie without 3D glasses. I'm talking about maybe you lose perspective on something, lose perspective in life, lose perspective on a certain thing in your life. We all have. Okay, that's the easy answer. We have all lost perspective at one point or another. We've seen things a little differently than maybe we should. We've forgotten that sometimes our decisions impact others, or we just decided we don't care about how our decisions impact others sometimes. Sometimes we lose sight of what really matters in our life because we get so focused on something else. And we lose track of what truly matters. And so we've all done it. If you haven't, you will. But if you haven't, and you're like, you know, an adult, you might want to write a book. because people could use that information. Because it is just so hard to always keep our focus in the right place. And so when we lose our focus on what's important, when we lose our focus on what matters most, we need to look at things from a new perspective. And that's what we're going to talk about today. Let's pray. Lord, I want to thank you this day, Father. I pray, Lord, that you would just be with us as we talk about the race that we are running. I pray, Lord, that we will be able to, by the end of our message today, just see it in a different light and understand that this race is important, it's vital, and it affects others around us, Lord. Help us, Father, to run the very best race that we can. It's in your name I pray. Amen. So he talked a little bit. That's Kellen, by the way. He tells our Bible stories on Sundays. He talked a little bit about Hebrews 12:1, and he mentions that Hebrews 12:1 talks about this crowd of witnesses, all of these people that have gone on before us, and they're cheering us on, and they're excited for us, and they're watching our race, and they see us. And, you know, I don't know if you've ever been in sports or if you've ever been in a band or different things that might require you to be in front of a bunch of people. The more people there are, the more electric it gets, the more energy, the more feeling. Unless they all stare at you like, I can't wait till this guy's done. But that's only like 90% of you, so we're okay. All right, so, no, it just builds all kinds of excitement, electricity, and the crowd really just gets you going. You know, if you it can also make you nervous. I get that. But once you get into doing what you're doing, it's like, man, it's just great to have that energy and know that there's people behind you cheering you on and all of those things. So it really adds to it, really helps you, really motivates you when you're doing things, you know, to know that there's a crowd of people behind you cheering you on. True? True. Okay, thank you. All right, so let's look at Hebrews 12:1 real quick, the actual scripture. It says, a huge cloud of witnesses is all around us. So let us throw off everything that stands in our way. Let us throw off any sin that holds on to us so tightly, and let us keep on running the race marked out before us. So do we have any people who have run track, done any track and field type sports? Okay, a couple. All right, so let me ask you a very important question. When you run track, you're getting ready to run a race, do you put on a backpack full of rocks? No. You do not. Why do you not put on a backpack full of rocks? Because you want to run fast. Because ultimately you want to win, right? So you don't add more stuff as you're running. You get rid of everything you possibly can that might slow you down even a little bit. Because, you know, in some of these major races, milliseconds matter, you know? And so it's so important to get rid of everything you possibly can so you can run this race well, because you want to finish it well. You know, it's everyone starts in the same place. You got to finish, right? You got to finish well. And so it's so important for us to run the race unencumbered as much as possible. So for us, we're talking about a race, our spiritual journey. We're talking about our life. We're talking about following Christ, right? And so it's so important for us, because this is such an important thing, not only to us, but those around us, because they see our witness of Jesus Christ. It's so important that we get rid of those things that are going to distract us. Those things that are going to hold us back. It's vital. So I ran a Spartan race once. Anybody else run a Spartan race or anything like those? Knows what those are? Oh, in that case, I'm going to tell you the story that didn't really happen. I was awesome. Did great. Okay, those things are so hard. I almost died 5 times. No, they're like obstacle course races. They're through mud, and you climb over everything that there is, and you get stuck in giant puddles of stuff, and people call this fun. You pay to do this. I don't know why. But anyway, so running this race, by the way, I didn't do awesome. Halfway through, I thought I was done because it looked like we were coming to the finish line, but then there was this wall that made you keep going. I've never cried so hard in my life, and that was only halfway through. So I'm not going to be running that race anymore. But I wanted to prove to myself I could do it, and I absolutely 100% proved to myself that I cannot do it. So it was awesome. I recommend it for anyone that likes pain and running through mud and just generally being miserable for about 5 days after. But when you run a race, you get rid of everything, right? You want to do your very best. You want to get there as fast as you possibly can to the end. And so it's one of those things that even though it's tough and even though you have to train for it, it feels like it's so worth it in the end because there's a reward. Now, at the Spartan race, thank goodness, I got a participation medal. Because at least I got something out of the deal. But, you know, when you're running a real race, it's like, you know, you want a trophy. You want to see that accomplishment. Of course, that's why you run, because you want to win. You want to see how you are against the competition, right? And so it's vital that we run the very best race that we can and finish the very best that we can. We're going to look at Hebrews 12:2. This is how we're going to run a race, or should run a race. Let us keep looking to Jesus. He is the one who started this journey of faith, and he is the one who completes the journey of faith. So what do? We got to keep our eyes on Jesus. Just like many people keep their eyes on the prize, whatever the ultimate goal is, whether it be, you know, something at work or a race or whatever it is, you look at the finish line. You look at what you're aiming for, and that's how you get there. I don't watch a lot of track and field events or anything, but when the Olympics come around, of course I do. You don't usually see those runners, you know, running. You know, they just don't do that. They're focused on where they need to go, you know, how to get there the fastest way. They focus on the end. They focus on what's most important. They focus on what they're headed for. For us, that's Jesus. Our focus should be on Jesus at all times as we run our race. So Jesus is the one who started us in this race, right? He's the only one that can show us how to run this race because he's completed this race. But there are times where we lose sight of Jesus. It happens to all of us because life throws things at us, sometimes that we're not expecting, and sometimes are just we put on ourselves, right? And so keeping our eyes on Jesus is really the most important thing that we can do. But again, these things get in our way, and it causes us to slow down in our race, can cause us to be totally distracted and get totally off track. So I've got a couple volunteers who are going to help us see this in real time. I mean, this is serious stuff. So, yeah, Jared and Liam, if you guys want to come up. Here they come. Give them a big hand. This is Liam. He is an epic gamer. And this is Jared. He's just too tall, okay? So they're going to help me out with this. Now, Jared is going to be Jesus today, or at least holding up the sign that says Jesus. It does say Jesus. I'm sorry, that is also how I write, okay? It's how I cut out foam core, and it's how I write. It's not good, but that's okay. All right, so that is Jared. He's going to be Jesus. Jesus is, of course, who we're keeping our focus on at all times. For those of you that are adults in the room, this is what we do with the kids, okay? So, but you're going to learn something, I promise. This is called an object lesson. You can go home, tell all your friends, they'll love it. Okay, so Jesus is over there. Now, Liam, you're the runner. Yay. Yes, right? Love to run. And you're going to keep your eyes on?
Jesus.
Jesus, very good, because we didn't practice that, so I'm glad you had the right answer. Okay. It's a beautiful thing about church. The answer is always Jesus. Okay. So you're keeping your eyes on Jesus. We're going to run the race, and you're keeping your eyes on Jesus. Are you ready? Jesus is going to move around, by the way, because Jared's got a lot of energy. Look at him. I mean, he's just, right? Okay, ready? Go. All right. So he's got his eyes on Jesus. He's following Jesus. He's focused. This is impressive. All right. There you go. Good job. Good job. Give Liam a big hand and Jared. Okay. So we got to get a report. How was it?
Easy.
It was easy, right? Why is that?
Because I had my eyes open and I wasn't blinking.
Oh, that's good. Did they dry out at all? A little bit. Okay. You can blink. It's okay. All right. So we're going to try that again. Are you ready? You're ready. Hold on. I'm not ready. Okay. Are you ready over there, Jared? Okay. Try to calm down. Okay. Here we go. Go! Okay. Make sure you're following Jesus. Keep following him. Keep following. Steps! Watch your steps. Keep following. You're doing a great job so far. Okay. You can stop. How easy was that?
A little bit more challenging.
Okay, you can go back over there. What we got here is a like button. Okay, sometimes we get distracted by popularity or just in general social media, but That's really an equation for popularity, right? We get so focused on what other people think about us. We get so focused on, you know, sharing how awesome we are, because sometimes we don't feel awesome, but we got to outdo our friend who's also on Facebook. They got all those pictures of that vacation that they went on, like 400 vacations a year, right? It was the best vacation ever, and all you did was go to, like, you know, to McDonald's, right? And so, but popularity can get us distracted. It gets us to where we're like, I want people to like me. I want to have more followers. I want all this stuff. It doesn't have to be just social media, but popularity can be a problem for us sometimes. All right, Liam, you think you're ready for another race? Did you train hard? Because you're going to wear out. It's going to be tough. You ready over there, Jared? Go. How's it going? Going all right? You don't know where you're going? I'll let you know if you're going to run into something. Look out, you're going to run into something. Okay, stop. All right. How was that?
A little bit more challenging.
A little bit more challenging. All right. We got a trophy here. A lot of us look for accomplishments in our life. Nothing wrong with looking for accomplishments in our life. We, of course, should want to accomplish things, right? But when that becomes our main focus and it gets between us and Jesus, it's awfully hard to follow him. It's awfully hard for our motivations and our actions to be like Jesus when we're only concerned with our accomplishments, whatever those are, right? Now, I do have a participation medal that I love very much. The story behind it is much better than the actual story, right? But, you know, those things are not important. Jesus should be our focus. You got one more in you?
Yeah.
Okay. You need to warm up at all? Your knees okay? Okay, just checking. How are you doing over there, Jared? I mean, you're Jesus. You should be fine at all times. Okay. Are you ready, Liam? I don't know about you guys, but I think I know what's coming, okay? All right, on your marks. Get set. Go! All right. All right, steps. Watch the steps. Watch down. There you go. Don't fall down the steps. Okay. All right. Okay, you can stop. All right. I'm going to guess a little bit more challenging. Hold on, let me think about this for a second. Okay.
That knocked the sense into me.
That knocked the sense into you? Yeah. Because it's money?
Yeah.
I got it. Okay, get off the stage. You're stealing the show. Okay, you stay here, please, sir. Right, now, money can also get in our way, right? It can get in our way because, of course, we need money to survive. But we always want more money. We want stuff. It doesn't even have to be just money, just stuff. We like to collect stuff. Is there anything wrong with stuff? Not necessarily. But when it becomes the focus of our life, then it's a problem. Like any of these other things down here, right? And so it's important for us to, again, not let these things be the focus of our life. Now, when you look at this, stuff or money, right? Accomplishments, whatever that might be at work, might be at school, whatever those things might be. You look at popularity. These things all have one thing in common, and you probably already know what it is. They're all temporary. None of these things last. I don't care what it is. Popularity, you put the wrong thing on your social media page, you're done, right? You say the wrong thing to a friend, you could be done. Depends on that friendship, right? But if we're talking about popularity, you're never going to be able to be popular with everyone. If you are, that probably means you're not being true to your call and true to who you are, because you're trying to be something for everyone, right? Accomplishments. You get that promotion at work. It's great. But you know what? When somebody can do it better than you, pretty sure they're going to let them do it better than you. It'll go away. It will go away. Stuff, we all know it goes away. It changes so fast. You know, new phones. You got to have a new phone every month. You got to have a new car. You got to have all these things to keep up with everyone. But it's all going to go away. It all disappears eventually. Now, again, there's nothing wrong with them. There's nothing wrong with this stuff. But it should never be the focus. What we should do is, come on over here, sir. Look at these things with a focus on Jesus first. how can we use our popularity or social media or whatever it is for Christ? It doesn't matter if we're popular. We should be using these things for Jesus. He should be first. He should be the focus. And if he can't be, maybe we don't need that in our life. Maybe it's not that important, right? Or these accomplishments. How can that promotion at work help me be Jesus with skin onto those folks? How can these accomplishments at school, how can I use them for Christ? How can I use them in a way that will help others? You know, do I want to be a doctor so I can, you know, help people? Sure, right? It's because I want to be a witness for Christ. All of this stuff that we get and have. The focus should always be on Jesus. We should see these things through the lens of Christ. How can we use these the way Jesus would? What can we do with the things that we've been blessed with, whatever it is, and use them for Christ? Use them for the kingdom. Because there is a crowd of witnesses that is watching us. And if we're holding on to all these things and we don't have our focus on Christ, our race is not going to be a great race. We may get there, but maybe we could have got there better. Thank you, Jared. You can just put all that on the floor. I appreciate it. Give Jared a big hand. Thank you for your help. So again, none of these things are bad, but our focus should always be on Christ. You can't focus on accomplishments and stuff and popularity and all of those things in your life and expect to just follow Christ the best way that you can if those things are more important to you. Now, I'm not saying I don't do it from time to time. We probably all do. But it's important to keep our focus on Christ because we are running a race. We are being cheered on by those that have gone before us. They want us to succeed. They want us to win. They want us to run the very best race that we possibly can. So why do we keep our focus on Christ? Why is Jesus the person that we fix our eyes on? It's because he's run that race. He's accomplished what he needed to do. He can coach us all the way through it because he's been there. We look at Hebrews 12:3 and it says, he paid no attention to the shame of the cross. He suffered there because of the joy he was looking forward to. And then he sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. He made it through these attacks by sinners. So when you're losing hope, when you're just like, I just can't live this life. It's too hard. It's too difficult to follow Christ. It's too difficult to not do what I want to do or anything like that. Just think about Christ. Think about what he did. He endured the cross for us. He ran the race. That joy that he has, it's for us, for our eternity with him. And so we need to keep our eyes on him, focus on him in everything that we do. And it gets hard, and it's difficult. If you've ever run a race, I mean, longer than mine normally to the refrigerator. If you ever run a race, it can be difficult. There's training that goes involved. You know, there's all kinds of things that go into it. And even then, it can be difficult, midway point, you know, towards the end. I've watched, you know, you watch the end of marathons and things. Those people look exhausted. They just look absolutely wiped out. Which begs the question, why are you doing this? But because it's something that they want to do. It's something that they want to accomplish. And we are running a race. One way or the other, we're in a race. Are we going to keep our focus on Christ, the finish line? Or are we going to keep our focus on these temporary things, these things that will not matter, that will leave us, that are fleeting? It's important to keep our eyes on Christ. It's important to remember that this race, even though it's hard, someone has gone before us, that is Jesus Christ. He's completed the race, and he's waiting for us at the finish line. It's important for us to remember that. So we talk about all these ways or all these things that can take our focus off of Christ, and they hit us all the time, right? It's constant. TV, anything that goes on during the day can take our focus off of Christ. But what can help us focus on Jesus? And that's the question you need to answer for yourself. What can help you keep your focus on Jesus? What will help you the best to remember every day to keep your focus on Jesus? It's different for everyone, but I've got a couple of suggestions that help me anyway. You know, Scripture's a great way, obviously. Put Scriptures around the house. Put Scriptures in your car. We have all these great modern technology things, right? Put reminders in your phone. You know you got a meeting with that guy today? Put a reminder in your phone for before that meeting. Focus on Christ. Put a reminder for every hour during the day if you have to. Focus on Christ. Whatever you have to do that will help you to remember Christ throughout the day. Now, I know it's all great to say, well, I'm always focused on Jesus. Come on. We're not all always focused on Jesus. We should be, but we're not. We get angry at a situation. We get mad, or we even get discouraged because we failed in a situation. We tend to run away from Christ in those moments, right? But the beautiful thing, again, is he's up there cheering for us with that crowd because he wants us to finish this race well, and he will help us. So whatever you have to do to focus on Christ during your day, I encourage you to do it. Because like I said, we're all running a race. It's a matter of how well are we running it. And the best way is to keep our focus on Jesus. Let's pray. Lord, I want to thank you again for your son, Jesus Christ, who came and died on the cross for us that we can have eternal life. And thank you, Lord, that Jesus is that finish line for us, that if we keep our eyes focused on him as we run this race, Lord, that we will run the race well. And in that, other people hopefully will see Jesus in us, and they will begin that race also. I pray, Lord, that you would help us to, in those moments that is so hard to keep our focus on Christ, I pray, Lord, that you would remind us of your words. I pray, Lord, that you would remind us that you are at that finish line. I pray, Lord, that you would remind us that we are being cheered on by so many who want to see us finish this race well. I pray, Lord, that throughout this week that we will have moments where we absolutely 100% remember what we talked about today, and we will refocus. We'll get rid of the blurry vision of being distracted, but we will focus on Jesus Christ. Help us, Lord, to do that. It's your name I pray. Amen.